Episode 2934, What Fuels Your Marriage.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. Can you believe it? Yes, we've got the NFL playoffs. What team are you rooting for? Well, maybe you need to be thinking about, is your spouse interested? Because if they are, get in the game anyway. Even if you don't like football, at least have time together. All right, the question for today, what fuels your marriage? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I want to remind you that we have partnered with Pray.com. We have a brand new TV show out that airs every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Now, deep breath though, right? Because I don't want you to think that, gosh, what's going on here? What we're doing is we have still the daily podcast, so you get everything that you have been getting, your mindset and leadership, your inspiration, your wellness, you get the focus on the kids, right? The confessions of an upset mama, you get relationships, and you also get Sweet Spirit Sunday. But along with that, we're going and diving deeper. It's a 30-minute program, and I really want to encourage you to head on over to pray.com. I promise you, I'm not the only one there. You will be blessed not just by me, but by many other faith servants to God. And really, it's going to challenge your faith. And I think, honestly, if we want to get real in life, right, if we want to live the life that God has designed for us, we've got to start paying attention to Him more often. And I don't know about you, but it's real easy to put God in a box. It's real easy to tuck Him underneath the desk or kind of hide Him in a corner and only get Him out when we need the 911 call. Well, let me tell you this. In marriage, you got to have God. You have to, or you will not survive. I know. I've been through a tornado. This year, we make 30 years marriage, though. And it's one of those things where you think you can do it all on your own accord. You got this. You've learned it. Maybe even, you know, your grandparents were successful and you had your parents that were successful. And you're like, I have people who modeled it. I've got it all under control. Well, do you? Marriage is a two-way street and requires both partners, both spouses, right, to be committed to building a strong foundation. But when life happens, when the kids are pulling at you all the time, when the bills aren't paid, when you lose your job, when you get a promotion, when life happens and you're no longer in that honeymoon phase, what fuels your marriage? What keeps the fire burning? And no, it's just not sex. Yeah, now I have your attention, don't I? And that's on both sides. But honestly, there is more to a marriage than sex. All right, now, if you're saying that's all there is to marriage, then we need to have another conversation. But we'll leave that for another episode. What fuels your marriage? Do you argue all the time? Do you always have to be right? Are you one who just wants to stick it to your spouse because you had a bad day at work? Are you crabby at your spouse because the kids have been yelling at you all day? I know, I have 5 kids. They don't really yell at me all the time because then I yell back and they get in trouble. But you have those heated discussions. You have the seasons and the stages of life that they're going through, right? You know the terrible twos. You know what it's like to have to serve the children because they cannot serve themselves. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you're doing absolutely everything. Maybe you're cooking 3 meals a day. And then you're trying to like be a normal person. And you're like, who am I talking to that's an adult every day? And then your husband comes home and you're like, well, how is this going to work? I'm exhausted. And he's like, but what about me? What fuels your marriage? What keeps the flame burning? Think about an oil candle. Without fuel, and that's the oil, right? The wick cannot burn. And what happens then? The flame goes out. Same with marriage. If you don't give your marriage the right fuel, the flame goes out. So what do you got to do? You got to add the right fuel to your marriage every day. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Add the right fuel to your marriage every day. Because I know a lot of us, we're not even adding fuel. We are living on a wing and a prayer called habits. And that's all we have. And are your habits everything that you want it to be? Probably not. You actually probably have more bad habits than you have good habits. When you leave every day to go to work, what do you say to your spouse? Or maybe you leave at the same time. What is your morning routine? Does your morning routine include your spouse? Well, don't you think it should? Don't you think that the person who's sleeping next to you in that place you call your bedroom, your home? Are you not paying attention? You got to add the right fuel to your marriage. And it's not just when you want something, but every day. And yeah, it's going to take work. But with that, right, that fuel is so important. So I want to give you three basic fuels that will really sustain your marriage. And they're so basic, they're fundamental. But without them, you can't build a strong foundation. It is a must-have in order to have a thriving marriage. And remember, a thriving marriage takes work. You can't just go through the drive-thru and say, I want a great marriage. Can you give it to me? No, it's daily effort. How can you serve your spouse? What can I do for you today? And that comes to number one, communication. My favorite question to ask my husband, what can I do for you today? How can I serve you today? And notice I didn't say, do you need me to go pick up your dry cleaners? Now, is that something that I can do? Of course it is. And depending upon your lifestyle and how you have the function of the home, it might be appropriate for you to go pick up the dry cleaners. But you're not asking the question, do you need me to go pick up the dry cleaners? Like, why can't you do it on your way home? Do you hear that tone? Do you hear the, I don't really want to do it, but if you want me to do it, I will. So instead of being direct what you think your spouse needs, ask your spouse what they need. How can I serve you today? What can I do for you today? How can I put a smile on your face? I'm telling you, if you ask a question like that, it's going to throw them off. And they're going to be like, what have you done with my spouse? You know, did he move out? Did she go somewhere else? Like, what happened? Communication is the most important thing when it comes to fueling your marriage. Because without it, what happens? Well, it's all going to disintegrate. If you can't speak to one another and communicate, have conversation, you might as well throw in the towel. Now, can you improve communication? Most definitely. And most of us, we do communicate, but we don't communicate in a way that the other spouse receives it. We assume a lot. One thing I've learned, don't make assumptions. So when you or your spouse can communicate effectively, right, you're able to understand each other's needs and wants. Then you can work together to find solutions to problems that arise in your family. And remember that part of communicating is listening. It's tuning in, not tuning out. Not making the assumptions, not finishing the sentences of your spouse. Guilty as charged. I have to be very careful. I ask him a question and he starts to answer it. And believe it or not, I honestly know the answer. But as he's thinking about it and processing it, because usually it's at the end of the day and he's done, he's made all his decisions and he's like, I don't want to make any more decisions. I just want you to take care of it. Well, of course, that puts pressure on me and it drives me crazy, honestly. But I'm like, okay, I understand your point. So then when I do ask him a question, he'll start to answer it. And then I'm jumping in ready to finish his sentence. Well, that's rude. I asked him a question. I need to shut my mouth and listen for his answer. Now, let me tell you this. Most of the time, I am right about finishing his sentence. But am I treating him the way he needs to be treated when I ask him a question? No, I'm being rude. So think about how you are serving your spouse when it comes to communication. Are you communicating? Do you communicate about the right things? Maybe you're communicating about all the wrong things. When was the last time you talked about something fun? When was the last time you talked about something that meant something to your spouse's heart and not just your heart? So communication, that's number one fuel. Number two, trust, right? You've got to have trust because trust is the foundation of any strong relationship, and it's crucial in marriage, crucial. When you trust your spouse, you believe in their integrity and reliability, and you know that they have your best interest at heart. You know that what they say is always going to happen. I'm away right now at a conference. Now, you know, yeah, my husband can put a tracker on me or whatever. And actually, we have our phones open to where he can track me. We do it with our children. It's not because I want him to be able to follow me. And if he does, it doesn't matter. It's a safety issue. And if you're sitting here going, well, you know, I don't feel like I have that freedom. Okay, if that's really the case, we need to have another conversation then, because there's something else there. A marriage cannot survive without trust. You've got to have that. And that means what? It's follow through, communication, and then trust. What you say, you do. And that what builds trust. But if you sit here and say one thing and then you do something else, where do you think the trust factor is? It's going downhill really fast. And then you have a blow up, or you have one or two or three or four things that happen. Then all of a sudden things begin to pile up on each other. And the next thing you know, the tornado has hit the marriage. And now one's yelling, I'm done. I'm done with you. Or maybe you both want to split. There's separation. Sometimes there's not even separation. There's the big D called divorce. I don't ever want anybody to have to get to that point. Now, is it easy to stay married? No. It takes work. It takes effort in any relationship. There's give and take. But again, it's the fundamentals, the fuel. Are you actually adding the right fuel, right? Because if you were to put that wick, right, that oil candle, if you were to have that fuel at the bottom as water, maybe just a little oil, would it light? Well, if there's a little bit of oil in the actual wick, it might for a little bit, but will it sustain itself till the, you know, the wick actually burns all the way down? No, it won't. It'll go out way before. Because it doesn't have the fuel, right? Your vehicle can't go where it needs to go if you don't have fuel. And if you have an EV, guess what? Same thing. If it's not charged and you don't have a full battery, are you going to get the mileage out of it that you want? No. Same thing with marriage. You got to have the right fuel. Communication, trust, and finally, number three, respect. Respect is the cornerstone of any healthy relationship, and it's essential in marriage, essential. And I truly believe that we are losing respect, not just in marriages, but in relationships across the board. Kids don't have respect for teachers, right? There's no, and I'm not saying it's this hierarchy. It's just saying you're a human being, and I'm going to be kind to you. Now, as we get older, we learn other ways of what communicating, see how it goes back. And as you communicate, you have conversation, and then you build what? Rapport. Rapport means what? To build trust, this likeness of, which then brings you to respect, right? When you treat your spouse with kindness, consideration and compassion, and you value their opinions and feelings, you're exhibiting respect. And with respect, you're able to build that strong foundation, that mutual understanding, that support. And yeah, sometimes that means you compromise. If you're in a relationship, right, there's two of you. You're not going to get everything you always want. I don't get everything I always want. And honestly, I'm okay with that. It's sometimes fun to see what we can do together as one couple, not as two individuals. But I will say this too. Do I have my own things and he has his own things? And I'm not talking about physical items, okay? I'm not talking about going and saying, well, I need my car and I'm going to buy it with my money. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my things and his things. He has his hobbies that he loves to do. Now, I may enjoy some of those, but that doesn't mean I have to go and do them with him, right? I have things that I enjoy doing, but does that mean he always wants to do the things I enjoy? So we're still individuals. But when we want to have a life together and we want to see each other's dreams come true and we want to see our children grow up and go out and impact the world they touch and build a family and then see them create their family and then we get grandkids to play with, right? And then we get to play with them and we get to give them back. Best time ever. But you see, you can't have all of that if you don't have the strong foundation. Because you got to have the marriage, right? The compromise. The two become one. And ultimately, in my opinion, you're grounded and rooted in God's word. Because he can show you how to love better than anybody on earth. And so when you think about how you love your spouse, how you fuel your marriage, I want you to think about communication, those words that you use, the tone of voice, the sentence structure even. Are you always demanding, you need to go do this? How about, will you please go? Yeah, use your manners. Then you got trust and you got respect. I'm telling you, it is a game changer. And still my favorite question, how can I serve you? What can I do for you today? How can I put a smile on your face? Totally changes everything. My friend, my prayer is may your thoughts, words, and actions lead with kindness and love toward your spouse. Even in the midst of challenges, remember the reason you fell in love. May your calendar reflect the daily commitment to spending time with your spouse. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.